Welcome to Street Roots Radio. I'm Hannah Francis. Street Roots Radio is a collaboration between X-Ray FM and local publication Street Roots. Street Roots is a nonprofit organization in Portland, Oregon that creates income opportunities for people experiencing homelessness and poverty by producing a newspaper and other media that are catalysts for individual and social change. Today, we're talking about Street Root correspondent Jake Thomas's article, Banned and Abandoned. As the city begins to cite and arrest people living outside, advocates say the camping ban only makes life harder for Portlanders without shelter. Today, we are talking about Street Roots correspondent Jake Thomas's article, Banned and Abandoned. As the city begins to cite and arrest people for living outside, advocates say the camping ban only makes life harder for Portlanders without shelter. I have here with me Street Roots correspondent Jake Thomas. Welcome to the show, Jake.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pleasure. So first, will you tell me about what the mayor did on November 1st that sort of spurred this whole article?
So he started enforcing what's called the city's camping ban ordinance. And basically what that does, it says you can't set up a tent or other structure on public property.
Right. So can you give me a little bit more detail about, are there parameters around where you can't set up a tent, or is it just like all over the city?
So the mayor has said that they're going to start enforcing the camping ban. But they say they have enough shelter, which we'll get to in a minute, but I'm sure. But he also said that any camping that happens needs to be done responsibly. And what he means by that is that no setting fires, no blocking pedestrians or dumping trash or anything like that. So he's kind of saying like, you can camp, but don't do these things, but we're not going to camp at all, which is a little contradictory. And I pressed the mayor's office about this a little bit, and they said that they're not, enforcement is not absolute citywide ban on camping. So it's been a little bit unclear from that. So it's not like they're going to get completely, it's going to go away, but they are going to start enforcing it.
Gotcha. And so, like you're saying, there's this other aspect, which is the shelter beds. Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit more about the shelter bed program that the mayor is trying to roll out?
Yeah. So the mayor, he paused enforcement of the camping ban, which has been in place since Ted Wheeler was mayor. So he paused enforcement of it to get more shelters to really ramp that up. And the idea was that if you have enough shelters, you shouldn't be camping, because the mayor's argument is that if you're living in these encampments, that they're not safe, they're not, you know, they're just not humane. This is his argument. He's been trying to build up these shelters. And the big question has been, are people going to go to them? Because a lot of them are, I mean, the shelters there, they differ. There's some shelters where it's like you get your own room even, or, and some are, you just have a little bit more privacy, or there's some, like the county runs some shelters that where you get your own pod. But these are different, because a lot of these shelters are in these congregate settings. I think a lot of churches run them. And so you go into them, and it's these beds in rows, and you have to leave pretty early, like 6 or 7 in the morning. And you can reserve most of these shelters. If you stay at them, you can come back the next night and you automatically get another bed, but you still have to leave during the day. You have to haul your stuff around. And there's been a big question about whether people will use them. It was leading up to when the ban went into effect. The mayor and one of his policy advisors appeared before Metro Council, and they were saying this, that like 50 to 60% of the beds were being used on any given night. And so that really raised questions like, they built all these shelters, but is anybody going to come? In fairness, the mayor's office did release some numbers later saying that it was up to like 73% around there. They were having more people, higher occupancy with it getting colder out. But that's been like the other part of it is that they're going to have more shelter beds and start, you know, enforcing the ban.
Right. Thanks. Yeah. So there's like, there's a lot more shelter beds now. There are still not enough to actually shelter all of the unhoused people in Portland, hypothetically, if they all went to the shelter. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. That's This came out right when the point in time count came out, which is this big federally mandated census, and it's considered an undercount. It's not super accurate, but it gives at least like some idea. And so that came out, and it showed that it measures it on the tri-county area, you know, Clackamas, Multnomah, and Washington, and it found there was a 12,034 people in these three counties, and that was an increase, a 61% increase from 2023, the last time they did it. So we're seeing more homeless people in the region. People are entering homelessness at a rate that's faster than they can get into shelters. This all came out, you know, just when we knew that, you know, that we got these numbers showing this dynamic, that this is just a really big problem.
Right. Yeah. And I think it's probably worth mentioning, as you've kind of touched on, is that like these shelter beds are not a transition to housing, or they're not bringing these people out of houselessness. They're kind of an emergency temporary shelter.
Yes, that's a very good point, is that they are, and that's what the mayor's office calls them. They are emergency shelters, overnight shelters. So it's not a permanent solution. I know that you know that there are service providers, like there are people trying to get people in these shelters, presumably out of the shelters and into more permanent housing, but yeah, it's not as if this is going to be a permanent solution.
Yeah. So maybe we could talk a little bit about the like criminalized part of this. With the camping ban enforced, how does this affect people's lives if they are taken off the street and put into prison or the criminal justice system?
So that's what we're trying to figure out right now. That's kind of the big question. I know that the mayor, when he made this announcement, he says he I mean he said something that he said that we can't the city can't arrest its way out of homelessness, and they shouldn't. And so I think that they're really trying not to arrest people for this. And the sheriff, the Multnomah County sheriff who runs the jail, she has come out and she previously said, we're not using the jail for this. Like we're using the jail for serious for people who do violent things. We're not gonna start putting people in jail for, you know, camping or being homeless. So and she reiterated that. She issued a statement recently reiterating that. The Multnomah County District Attorney came out. He said something very similar, that he doesn't want to start. He doesn't want to like start bringing charges against people. Like if people have to go to court, they're going to do everything they can to drop the charge. So that there is, I think that a lot of leaderships, a lot of people in leadership positions and in the criminal justice, local criminal justice system realize that that you can't criminalize your way out of this. They are sensitive to that. But at the same time, they are sending, you could get a citation from it. You could possibly get a citation from it. It's $100. And if you're living outside, you probably don't have money for that. I know it's yeah, I know they're trying not to. Yeah, like the Nathan Vasquez, the prosecutor from Multnomah County, he says that they're going to try to do everything they can to dismiss the case and try to connect that person to services. A couple of days after the ban came out, they did the city released some statistics about how this has played out. So during the first 5 days of the ban, police spoke to 101 people at 57 locations. And of those contacts, police issued 83 warnings, 7 citations, and 39 people went to overnight shelters. But Portland police arrested 40 people during that time, but that was for outstanding warrants. That was for just unrelated things. And they also sent 2 people to the county's deflection center, which is that was set up after they did the legislature did the big rollback of Measure 110, the drug decriminalization law. And what those deflection centers do is that if you're caught with drugs, they send you there, and if you do treatment, you can get out of having charges.
I mean, I do think that it's great that the local law enforcement is putting forward the intention to not just put people right into prison for this. But there are a lot of things that are criminalized that are only criminalized outside, right? You know, like alcohol and drug use in your own home, not a problem. On the street, a problem, right? And So I think it's just like interesting to look at those patterns and just kind of notice how law enforcement keeps those two things separate and like categorizes them separately. I guess we've pretty much talked about most of the main points of this article, but I'd love to hear what you're hoping to see from this next. Anything else that you want to add?
So I guess the going forward, it is going to be, yeah. So here's kind of some of the things I'm going to be thinking about as this goes forward. So I mean, the big one is like, are people actually going to use these shelter beds? So that's going to be worth checking on. I think the cost, just how much they cost, the mayor's office has said that they cost just a fraction of just what some other interventions cost. And they, I mean, if you think about it, it's not that much. It's like a church. They throw in some beds, they get some staff. So they argue it's a pretty low cost intervention. So I think how much they spend on this and what kind of return they get is going to be worth watching. And also just like, how do you measure this? Cause like, you know, I mentioned with the, you know, the point in time count, which is already just, you know, famously not very accurate and precise, that comes out every 2 years. So how would you measure this? Like, how would you, yeah, just, I just don't know what metric you would use is one of the things worth watching for. And also then the mayor, the big thing with this is the mayor has set a December 1st goal of ending unsheltered homelessness. That is coming right up. And I wonder what he's going to say, like once we come up on December 1st, like what, if he's in a clear victory, a partial victory, like just how can you conclusively say that there's no more unsheltered homelessness in Portland?
Yeah, great. Thanks for your time, Jake. Really appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. You've been listening to a conversation with Street Roots correspondent Jake Thomas about his recent article, Banned and Abandoned. As the city begins to cite and arrest people living outside, advocates say the camping ban only makes life harder for Portlanders without shelter. This is Street Roots Radio, a collaboration between X-Ray FM, KB Radio, and local publication Street Roots. For X-Ray FM, I'm Hannah Francis.